It's a points fest here.
Maroons Footy Tips. For the new Patriot Campers and Patriot Supply merchandise. Now available exclusively from Watson's Leisure Centre.
Oh, you got to love your rugby league.
And catching up with Maroon this morning for round two of the footy. How are you, mate?
Moffy, I'm fantastic. If you can hear a kid in the background, it's just my grandson who I'm babysitting. Mm. He's about to get a little sister, so he's in my care. He's wrecked the joint. The dog scratched him once, and it looks like Cyclone Tracy went here. Moffy, are you old enough to remember Cyclone Tracy?
I do remember news stories of it, but yeah, that's about it. Because what year was like that? I was born 82.
Well, that was 1974. Mate, way before your time.
Mm, yeah, I remember. All I remember is Mum and Dad telling us stories about driving past the Brisbane airport and all the ambulances lined up there with waiting for planes to come in with people. But yeah.
Well, mate, that's what it looks like here at the moment with this grandkid.
Yeah, lovely, lovely. Hey, mate, look, round one of the footy was some upsets, some great games. It was good to see the Warriors have a massive win, obviously, after the events of New Zealand.
Well, it was great to see them have a win, and I know that they were carrying a lot of emotion with them. And, I heard stories about certain old boys that were going to do presentations on the day and say a few words here and there, but they were just too taken by the emotion of the whole event. But they had a lot to play for anyway, the Warriors. And, look, they just went out there and carved up a Bulldogs side, Moffy, that is going to struggle, I think, for a lot of this year. And we'll get to them, I know. But the fact that they haven't made any changes to the side shocked me.
Mm. Now, look, to this weekend, your Rabbitohs, they've got a 100% win rate for Wayne Bennett as the coach. That game tonight, they take on the Dragons.
Absolutely, mate. What a great game it should be at a traditional home of rugby league, Jubilee Oval, and we'll be out there calling that one. And look, mate, Adam Reynolds, I thought he was absolutely brilliant against the Roosters last week. He's going to love playing for Wayne Bennett. Having said that, the poor old Dragons will already be without Tyson Frizzell, and for the other circumstance, they'll be out without Jack DeBellin as well. So they're already behind the eight ball, the Dragons. It's a home game for them, but I think the Rabbitohs just take too much form in there.
And then, of course, tomorrow night, two games. The first one, after a win, the Melbourne Storm take on the Raiders, and this one's in Canberra.
Yeah, Raiders get Jordan Rapana back. The old school might say he's only a winger, but I think that's a big in for the Raiders, a big inclusion. But look, I think Melbourne, I think like you probably think, Moffy, I think Melbourne will just be too good for them.
Yeah, the local derby up there in Brisbane, the Broncos and the Cowboys, it's always tough for Brisbane and always has been when they play the Cowboys. Hopefully, being a hometown crowd for them, they might get over the line.
Well, I'm a big rap on this Cowboys side. I love this forward pack, and they did a job on the Dragons last week. But then you get away from the forward pack, you've got Morgan in that side, of course, and you've got young Tamari Martin, and I think this Tom Opacic could prove to be a very handy player. So look, I'm a fan of the Cowboys, and I think the Broncos are still a work in progress, mate, under the great St. Anthony Seibold, the absolute ruler of the universe, who we moved heaven and earth to get the Broncos. Well, mate, let him stew in his own juice for a while, I say, as a Rabbitohs supporter, and I'll take the Cowboys.
And, of course, local lad Sean Fensom from Coffs Harbour is going to be making his debut for the Broncos against his old side tomorrow night as well, so look forward to that one. On Saturday, we got the Sharks taking on the Titans. Not a good start for Gold Coast.
Nah, look, mate, and I just think that the Sharks, they're one game down now. They're old school with Sharks. There's a lot of old heads in that side, and I think they're only going to get better with Sean Johnson. I'm going to take the Sharkies to win this one.
What about the Knights and the Panthers?
Yeah, look, I'll take the Knights and consider this one. Mate, if the Knights win, the Panthers are 0-2 with Melbourne next week, but I'll stick with the Knights.
Manly, they take on the Roosters at Lotto Land.
Yeah, look, the Roosters aren't going to have two bad games. They are the real deal, the Roosters. Manly, no, they are not the real deal. And they've got injuries as well. Quite a handy player suspended. You would have to go with the Roosters. Moffy, if I was you, I'd have my Jeff King Holden on the Roosters this week.
Yeah. Now, look, the game's on Sunday. The Bulldogs take on the Eels. I copped a bit of flack from comments you made from Martin Wells, who is one of the big Eels fans here in Coffs Harbour, which is lucky he heard Friday and not Monday because of maybe what I'd said about them at least being the top eight. It won't last, though, will it?
Yeah, look, I don't think it will last, mate. But look, this game, It could go either way, but tell Wellesley, so he's a Mad Eel supporter.
Yeah, yeah.
Just tell him, mate, it's been 33 years since they won a premiership. We're going to clock up another year this year, Wellesley, but I'll tip them to win this game.
West Tigers wrapping up the weekend with the Warriors.
Yeah, feel-good story here. Two sides we want to see too. Good, you touched on it before, mate. They had a good win in a difficult time for New Zealand last weekend, the Warriors. I love that back three. They got some big boppers. I think there'll be more pressure on this Adam Kieran this week. I'm going to take the West Tigers to win, to grind out a win against the Warriors. And, mate, while I've got you, I've got to shout out the guys at Watson's. They've gone out of their way. You heard me earlier talking about Tyson Frizzell's ruptured testicle.
Yes.
The boys from Watson's were first on the phone to me, bending down to Sydney, the absolute softest feather down pillow out of a Jayco caravan. They said, give this to Tyson Frizzell when you see him tonight and just say, sit on this, mate. You'll be nice and comfortable. So if you're going there to buy a Jayco this weekend, one of the top line Jaycos has got a cushion missing, but soon as Tyson's finished with it, we'll have it dry cleaned and sent back. We love those Jayco caravans and you know where to get them.
Exactly. That's right. At Watson's Leisure Centre. Morning, Chris. You have a great weekend, mate. And enjoy the calls and make sure you say hello to me and also to Martin Wells. He'll be listening to you.
Wellesley, it's going to be your weekend, but this is where it stops. And every time the Broncos play Moffy, I'm hoping they lose for you and for Anthony Seibold.
Good on you, Maroon.
Glory, glory to South Sydney.